This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 487, recorded September 21st, 2016. I am Brian Kilby. And if you're watching live, we're late. Chris is having some sort of difficulty, and so is John. But they will join us as they are available. With me this week, I have Diecast. Diecast, you are sunburned.
Yeah, I am red cast today.
You're red cast. Yeah, you're very red. Matt, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Awesome. Don?
Nah.
Nah. Rob?
I've been worse.
That's.
I forgot Don can't be having a good day or he will get struck down.
Lightning, where you at, Lightning?
I'm
sorry.
Just saying. I'm just saying that there's being funny and then there's tempting fate.
I was tempting fate during pre-show, and so far, so good. Let's see here. let's see. Anybody get anything cool? Rob, I see that you got something.
Yes, I did. On Friday, Hasbro Toy Shop had a sale on eBay on G2 Superion and Menasor, $30 each shipped. So I grabbed a G2 Superion thanks to some friends on Twitter who kept me updated because it kept going up and down on the site.
You made the right choice between the two.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of wanted Menasor because I don't have any instance of that anymore. But I realized I don't have any instance of that anymore because I hated the other three instances of the torso so badly I sold them all. So, yeah. And I made the right choice. I hit the QC lottery. Every joint, every latch, everything on the Superion is functioning the way it was intended to. I have never had a combiner that worked this well.
My G2 aerial bots are fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so I haven't had any problems with it.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, the latches on my Computron's legs were weak. These are the strongest latches I have dealt with on this mold. And any mold. It's, like I said, everything about it is perfect and working perfectly. It's great. And I really like G2 Power Glide, and I would like him even more if he were in Chrome.
Yeah, he's a little off. All of the G2 iterations of these characters are not quite right. I'm most disappointed, honestly, I think, with Shockwave.
Yeah, it's, you know, they were going for Action Master Shockwave, but that's just not quite right going with the G2 Bruticus.
No, it's not. You mentioned G2 Bruticus, and I was at Retro Reboot today in Charlotte/Pineville, North Carolina. And I know Don had picked up a loose G2 Fall of Cybertron Bruticus, but I saw one there, and I was so tempted to get it.
I have it. If I had known we were going to have another better G2 Bruticus, I would never have opened it.
Oh, yeah, I haven't opened mine. It's still in the box, and it will remain in the box. I kind of would like to have one that is open that I can put with my other combiners.
I gotcha.
Because they're roughly the same size.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you paid, what, $10 for yours, Don?
$12, yep.
That's killer. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah. Now, shipping was about $20, but, yeah, $32 G2 Bruticus, yeah, I'll take it.
Well, plus, so the one at Retro Reboot was $29.99.
That's not a bad price. I mean, if you know, in the box. I mean, besides half that, half that's worth. Oh, it was loose. Okay.
Yeah, I've got it in the box. I don't want another one in the box. I just want a loose one.
Oh, we all need it. We all need more boxes of like that. We need all the boxes we can get.
Yeah.
Somebody really needs to do like a custom insert so you can put Combiner Wars G2 Bruticus in that box.
Yeah, that would be cool. That actually probably be kind of a pain in the butt, but I bet it's doable. Diecast, what'd you get?
I got a, what is it, Hotspot, which is a blue Corvette that looks very similar to my Corvette. It was also on the Hasbro Toy Shop eBay page. It was $5. It is a horrible, horrible Transformer.
What line is that?
It's
Robots in Disguise.
It's the movie line. It's what's his name? Crossfire repainted.
The hot shot, but it looks like it's Trax.
And it's got an Autobot symbol on the hood, which is funny because, you know, I have a Corvette and it's blue, and I have the vent right there. The Trax would not look right. The Trax symbol on the hood would not look right because the vent's kind of in the way, but that Autobot symbol could work. I don't know. But yeah, God, I wish I would have saw that $30 Menacer sale. That's pretty cool. And I'm going to don it again because I can. And I also picked up all the Build-A-Figure Hulkbuster figures on Hasbro shops. They were like $6 or $7, $7 or $8.
I love that Hulkbuster. That's just a gorgeous figure.
Much better deal than the Figuarts one.
Yeah, it's very heavy too. It's surprising for
Don. Did you get the Figuarts one?
No. I was going to. Then I saw the price, and I thought I'll get the Marvel Legend ones, and then I'll sell the figures.
Did it retail for $500, or is that the aftermarket price?
No, it retailed around $4 to $4.50 was the retail.
Damn.
Yeah. Go see that their Hulk was $100 by itself.
And then my favorite thing that came today, with a whole bunch of replacement parts for his other members, was Crane. And I love that the Generation Toy Crane, and I love that they named him after what he actually is, because
yes. Yeah,
this is Crane, this is Bulldozer, I kind of like that. It's easy to remember. I can finally build my Devastator. And because I ordered it overseas, it came with, you know how they always do a little figure build-a-kit at the end of their line?
I think, yeah.
With a build Megatron, and it's a clear Megatron, so that I think that's going to be really cool.
I can't, so clear I can't even tell what it is.
I love my clear figures, and this is just, you know, obviously it's going to take a little bit of time to build because they're all on sprue kits, but I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And then it came with a whole bag of replacement parts for its other team members, which I said. Also came with directions on how to install the fixed pieces, I guess you could say.
So I had said if Hasbro did that, it would probably tick people off. But thinking about it, if Hasbro did that, it would probably make a lot of people happy because there's so many companies or people like on Shapeways doing replacement pieces for like loose joints and stuff. QC has been not great lately.
Yeah, and Hasbro could even set up a website or do it through Hasbro Toy Shop if Hasbro Toy Shop agreed, and you could order the parts and just pay shipping. Maybe
I think doing that, Hasbro would probably have to give it away because they would be admitting quality control issues.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, maybe we designed a better part, we'll give you the part for free, but you just pay the shipping. I think as opposed to we'll put it in the next figure, because really, I mean, you know, if there's an updated piece for Chrome Dome, how many?
What's the matter? The Headmasters
really gonna, can't they fight without Chrome Dome? How many kids are actually gonna, you know?
And they wouldn't.
That? Yeah. So it would just be really for the collectors.
Yeah, I would participate in that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I got this. I forgot to mention it last week. It's the
Microbo.
Yeah,
I got that too. Matt, did you get anything?
I got nothing this week.
So, I finally got my Unite Warriors Computron, and it's gorgeous. Again, my only complaint with it really is the fact that it doesn't have the Combiner Wars hands and feet that came with that Combiner Wars Computron, because they are clearly better. But otherwise, it looks good. It feels good. The joints are phenomenal on it. All in all, it's great. So I'm very happy with that. I got Despotron, and it's really nice. Not quite as nice as I thought, but it's nice.
What?
So my problem with it, if it still looks off. He's great torso and up, but his legs are too big. Like historically, Megatron, he's got like I don't know, his legs are too large, so they're disproportionate to like the animation model, which you'd have to expect maybe a little bit of that. So, but it looks great otherwise. But his legs are a little off, considering what something like that costs. I would hope that it would be a little closer to what the idealized version of Megatron would be. But it's very nice. I have no complaints other than that.
I like the big legs. I think it makes him look more massive and just threatening. And
like he's going to kick you really hard.
Yeah, like he's just going to stomp your face in.
Yeah, I don't know. It's about 30% larger than I would like. That's my only complaint with it. So that's minor.
Look at Shockwave's
but it's not legs. It's not perfect.
I mean, Shockwave's legs.
It needs to be somewhere between Shockwave and that.
Yeah, and you know I think you'll get that in the leaked photo.
Which now I have to buy that. Boo! But you know these are the risks that you take. But it feels great. And honestly, forgot that it was MGTOWS. So when I got it, I'm like, oh, this is a remaster. Because, you know, that's their line of their masterpiece-ish toys. So I'd honestly forgotten that. So actually, it inspired me to go to Toy Hacks and buy some stickers. So I actually pulled out all of my third-party toys that are on display. And at the very least, I'm going to put symbols on them. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have some more that are in the closet that I will never pull out again that just might as well die. You know, hopefully lightning will shoot them through my house safely and destroy them and not my house. Sorry, Don. It is what it is. Let's see, I want to say Frenzy, but it's Rumble. I found that at Target. I love that Don just calls it Repaint. That was a great exchange on Twitter because realistically, he is just a straight up repaint with a new head.
And on the details, but yeah.
Yeah, well, is it details or is it paint?
I think it's Tampographs specifically, but yeah.
Yeah. So, but on the package, it has the old head.
Yes.
Which is funny. It's not bad. I got Bike Robo. I don't think I'm going to get any more of those. I think I'm done with the.
Are they not living up to your expectations? Or
not quite. And especially since they don't look the same as the GoBots.
That's
Psychic
because
or
they're
Bike.
Not GoBots, they're machine robots.
I know.
Well, you know.
But I'm paying for it, so I'm making the choice not to buy anymore.
Yeah,
what, Don?
But, you know, there is that other wave, the next wave coming out. So, you know, there may be something in there we haven't seen as far as, you know, the color shots and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Let's see here. I got Legend, Shockwave, and Cancer.
You got Cancer. I'm sorry.
It only cost me like $25.
Usually it's free. Oh, because you got Shockwave with it. That's why.
Yeah. And again, I mentioned I was at Retro Reboot today, and I was just happened to be in the area, so I went in, and I was surprised to see that Jake had in two Legend Scourges. So I got one. It is substantially different than the Hasbro version. Like, it's really night and day when you put them together. So while I love the paint apps and the color and everything, I actually think, at least as far as the ones that I have, I like the feeling of the plastic on the Hasbro version better. Like on the on Scourge, on the there's a panel that locks in on his leg, and it's on the front. And it works really nicely on the Hasbro version. It pops in nice and tight. On the Takara version, it's kind of stiff, and I feel like I'm going to break it when I do the same thing. But I mean, otherwise, I mean, I think it's superior. But it does make a really good Scourge, and my Hasbro Scourge is now the Sweep. So I have two Sweeps and a Scourge. They look great. And that's what I got. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump to. Oh yeah. Wait, Don, did you get anything? I'm sorry, I failed to ask.
No, I was just going to say I was supposed to get Power Master Optimus Prime, but the online retailer sent me a leader.
Toys R Us, don't use their website.
No, they sent me a leader class Skywarp, so.
Did they let you keep the Skywarp?
Nah, I took it back to the store and got a refund.
I say you already had that, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you, of course, lost your coupon.
Mm. Well, that happens.
I would call and complain.
Yeah, call and complain.
It's all right.
It's really not.
Yeah, it's, that's bad customer service.
Kind of sucks. But yeah, okay, so let's go ahead and jump to... Oh, hey, I forgot about this. Combiner Wars. Who watched it? It's over.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
Nope.
You didn't miss out on anything.
Quick spoiler for Diecast.
It's over, and but it's the Combiner Wars are over, but
the Beast Wars have just begun.
The Titans are returning, so we got problems. Mm. I kind of hated it.
Ultimately, yeah. The big problem, and you know, there are going to be spoilers, Diecast. If you want to take your headphones out, your call.
No, I'll watch it anyway. It's fine.
Okay. It really kind of if you know what your budget is, and you know that you cannot budget for a whole Metroplex, an arm is not sufficient.
An arm is not sufficient. An arm and a disembodied voice.
Yeah. Well, he was just so big they couldn't fit him in frame.
Well, the way I described the finale, you know, obliquely, so as not to spoil anyone on Twitter, was thank you, Thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Uh-huh. But it's a little more than Thing because you get a forearm too.
Well, on the original TV show, you got a little bit more of a forearm than you did in movies. So
that's true. You're right. But yeah, so basically, whatever it means, Windblade is a city speaker. I have no idea what that means. I am so far behind. I am 2 years more behind right now.
Okay, read Windblade and Tallulah One because they're the best ones.
Okay, yeah. so that's a thing in the IDW comic.
Yes.
Yeah, she can speak to any of the city titans. That is her job, that is her skill.
Okay,
she's basically a translator.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, I am pretty darn confident that the Enigma of Combination is just BS they made up for the series, right?
It is the crux of the Combiner Wars story arc, but it is more focused and more described there because they have the space to focus on it and describe it. It like appeared and was explained a good like 6 months before the Combiner Wars story started, and it did not spontaneously develop new powers halfway through that.
Is it a MacGuffin?
It's actually a MacGuffin in the story that comes before Combiner Wars. It kind of drives things along in Combiner Wars, but in terms of the thing that everybody is after, but you don't care because it's just there to drive the plot, it was the MacGuffin in the arc before that.
Okay, so just to let everybody know where I'm at in the comics, the last thing I read in what was More Than Meets the Eye was Megatron joined the crew.
Okay,
oh,
so you're...
wow.
Yeah, and the last thing I read in what was Robots in Disguise was like issue 9.
Okay, yeah, you have a lot of catching up to do.
I got a lot of catching up to do.
But it's worth catching up to.
Yeah.
The way it sounds, it should have been called, like, from that one episode of G.I. Joe that they were after the MacGuffin device. It sounds like...
Megatron had been in the crew for a while, now that I think of it, because all the stuff with Brainstorm happened and all of that. Okay.
So you're only about a year behind, then. Okay.
I'm probably about a year behind in More Than Meets the Eye, and I'm, like, 5 years behind, or Lost Light, or whatever it's called. And I'm, like, 5 years behind.
It will
it's
be
not
Lost
Light
December.
Until December.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm about a year behind, so I can catch up on
but
that.
No, basically, all most of the concepts you see in this, Windblade, the Enigma of Combination, they show up in the IDW comics, they have better characterization there, and they make more sense.
Okay. What makes me really sad is I'm a year and a half behind on this Amazing Spider-Man. That really breaks my heart.
Oh, I'm way behind on that, too.
Yeah, but I'm caught up on my Action Comics and my Superman and my Batman and my Detective Comics. That's important. Okay, but yeah, it sucked. The episode really sucked. And the series was not great.
So is it going to take them another year to do the next series, or?
Hopefully they'll take 2 years.
hopefully they'll just do one that is actually as long as the plot that they are writing for it needs time for this time.
Yeah. I would rather it be a pack-in DVD or Blu-ray.
Yeah. Also, you know, if you're going to write a 40-minute like special, write a 40-minute special. Don't try to write a whole series in 5-minute bites. It doesn't work.
It does not work at all, and it just comes off as silly. I mean, like the stuff where Windblade was talking to Metroplex just came off as silly. The only thing in the whole series that basically didn't come off as silly was Megatron, and he still came off as a little silly.
He came off as a different kind of silly because he was the character who was aware of how silly the world around him was.
Yes. And the thing is, what I can't take seriously about this is it can't be a continuation of the G1 cartoon for a lot of reasons, but the chief among them is that Megatron's not a total idiot.
Yes.
Because, of course, as we all know, if you've actually watched the Generation 1 cartoon and aren't going by, you know, vague childhood memories, Megatron's the worst leader ever. He is a terrible, awful, idiotic leader. He is, like, the worst boss you've ever had. the Megatron in this is semi-competent, and it's just clearly not.
Maybe he took a lot of time in retirement to just sit around and think, wow, I sucked at this.
Yeah, I sucked at this. I should have handled this better. Yeah, okay. So, let's see. This week in history, this week, 2005. Why 2005? It's like two people listening will get that. The first day of BotCon 2005 in Frisco, Texas. One of my favorite BotCons. And that was my actual first BotCon that I spent the entire time at, not counting OTFCC.
It was
best hotel ever.
It was a great hotel. It was a new hotel, so I think they were trying to prove a lot. I liked the location. I mean, it was kind of strip mall hell, but there was a mall, literally a mall, that you could walk across like an empty lot. That lot's probably another building now, but back then it was just a lot. You could walk across it and go to the mall and get food or whatever. I really liked BotCon at 5.
And what was that year, one of my friends from the UK, Wing Zero, had flown over for BotCon. And he was saving so much money by buying everything, even at dealer's room prices. We walked over to Target. It was a group of us. We all walked to Target, and he bought two suitcases just to take more stuff back with him.
Oh yeah,
because he even factoring in the cost of the suitcases and the luggage, he said, "I am saving so much money by getting all this stuff here compared to what they charge in the UK plus shipping." It was just he got two Unicrons for about the third of a price of one of them. The Armada Unicrons, you know, that's how ridiculous it was at the time.
I remember walking to Target now that you mention it. Yeah, it was convenient. It was probably, well, I can't say it's the most convenient because I really liked the last BotCon. Or was that the last BotCon before last? The BotCon before last. I really liked that location. Actually, I really liked the last location too.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah. Other than the for us it was 11-hour drive, Brian, and for Diecast and Matt it was the Tokyo trip from hell. But once we got
the St. Charles one, yeah.
Yeah. But,
in the chat, Mike Boyle mentioned the buffet across the, from the dealer room. You remember that, Don?
I remember we got the lunch buffet as part of our package, but I don't remember another buffet.
I was thinking of a place, it wasn't BotCon 05, I think it was BotCon 07, where they had sushi in the lobby.
Oh, I wouldn't have noticed that.
07 was in Rhode Island.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the hotel there had sushi in the lobby.
But,
it was great.
But the only person that makes my fish is Mrs. Paul's or Gorton's, so
hey Mike, by the way. BotCon 05 was great and had a lot of fun at BotCon. I had a lot of fun outside of BotCon. It was a pretty phenomenal convention.
And one thing I'm going to say, Brian, real quick, is that a lot of people give that 05 set a little bit of grief.
I didn't buy it.
But I think with them only having 6 to 8 months to pull a set together after they got the license, I do believe the 05 set is a pretty strong set. And up until really the masterpiece Ratchet and Ironhide came out, I think the Toadline versions of those characters was some of the better incarnations that we got. I mean, I think they look better than the Universe versions for sure.
But that's actually, and we're now being joined by John DeLuna. Hey, John. Speaking of BotCon 05, that's like in your backyard. And he's not.
Is he still fixing his audio?
He's still fixing his audio. Yeah. BotCon 05, actually, we spent BotCon 2012, some of us did, at least, like, crashing at John's place. I think some folks crashed at John's place for 05, but I wasn't one of them. I think some of the other Ouija folks. Yeah.
That was Thy, Dal, Ant.
Alan? Did Alan crash there?
I think so, maybe one night.
I think Alan did. That was back when you had the Z, right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Don't make me remember.
There is nothing in those boxes for you.
Yeah, that was fun. I loved BotCon 05. Yeah, so the weather did end up sucking the last day or so because of the torrent or the hurricane. So, but yeah, BotCon 05, and also This Week in History 2006, the second issue of the Kiss Player manga is published. I need to pick this up, clearly. Oh, wait.
Don's going to be attacked.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I don't. I'm not even going to comment on what's in this photo, but if you want to see, go to the TF Wiki and look for Kiss Player issue 2.
I hope you're not listening to this at work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is definitely not safe for work. Kiss Players issue 2. tfwiki.net/wiki/kiss_players _issue_2. Not at work. Okay. That makes me happy, I have to admit, though, because it's so terrible. Yes, that's a thing that happened. I would love to have been at Hasbro wondering what in the heck Takara was thinking. Because, as a fan, I have a vested interest in Transformers, but as Hasbro has a financial interest in Transformers, so.
See Hasbro going up, there goes the franchise.
Yeah.
Somebody
okay.
Had to be pulling their hair out that day.
I am sure. Okay. So, jumping to official news, Transformers Animated Series Production Bible now available to read online. That is awesome. That was posted by AllSpark?
I believe so.
Sweet. Let's see here. I'm going to have to fix the video.
I actually read through a bunch of the Bible there while I was waiting for everybody else to jump on the call. It's actually, there's some pretty interesting little deviations in the actual show. Like, Optimus Prime was supposed to have more than just his axe and his grapples. Like, he was supposed to be more of like an Inspector Gadget type of, like, his hands could transform into different stuff. A lot of stuff is remarkably similar to what we got in the show, but there are some neat little changes in there.
And you can download it, download the PDF from AllSpark. So that's awesome.
The thing in it that makes me sad is that there were actually early plans for some of the toys to come with human figures, and those got dropped.
Oh, neat. So, I'm not going to download this during the show, but I will download it immediately after. Anybody else read it? I didn't get a chance to yet.
Haven't either.
Yeah, there were supposedly a lot more, initially, human villains, too.
I love the human villains.
And some of them changed somewhat, like Prometheus Black wasn't going to be Meltdown, but he was going to be responsible for creating Meltdown. So, just little tweaks like that.
So in the chat, Captain Rufus just said, Kiss Players comes with free sex offender registry cards. That was really good.
All for Void in Texas, because they have their own cards.
That's awesome. Okay, so next item. Sorry, I'm participating in the chat. And if you are not watching RSC Live, tfradio.net/live, or go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/tfradio. We do it every week, every Wednesday around 8:30. Pre-show starts around 8 p.m. That's Eastern time. It's a lot of fun, and we love participating with the chat. And sometimes, even if I'm not responding, I'm still reading it. And I think I'm dropping the chat service I've been paying for, and we're just going to go with YouTube chat because it's so much better. And
hey, is that our new name? Like SmackDown? Is it RFC Live?
RFC Live. It could be RFC Live. But you'd have RFC Live, then you'd have the podcast, which would not be RFC Live. How would we deal with that?
Don't muddle this with details.
You're the branding guy. How do we fix that? Brand architect.
RFC to
you
go.
Are a brand architect. What?
It could be RFC to go. RFC in your pocket. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will. RFC advanced. RFC SP.
Oh, I like that.
RFC the next generation.
Ooh, RFC Deep Space Nine. So next item. We have Wave 3 photos of Titans Return Deluxes.
Here come the repaints.
Not entirely.
Is this one
just me, or does Breakaway look really boring?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But he's in getaway colors, so it's not that far.
But, I mean, he's just in a solid white repaint of a figure that is a reuse of engineering from a figure that we've already seen like 20 times in Combiner Wars.
Yeah.
So basically it's getaway.
It is getaway.
I can appreciate the re-engineering tricks, but this particular engineering needs to be retired at this point, I think.
I like Hot Rod because it actually looks like a new mold. New design. Yeah.
What's he based on?
Hot Rod?
Yeah.
Far as I know, he's not based on any previous mold.
Okay, that's why I was asking, because it... Yeah, because I thought it was new, and what Diecast was saying was making me think it was a really massive retool, so...
Yeah, I think the massive retool of the wave is Twinferno, and isn't that a great name?
That is pretty awesome.
Wait, Twinferno is a massive retool?
Yeah, what is the retool?
I may be incorrect. I thought I heard he used Mind Wipe parts, but I don't have Mind Wipe yet, so... he may be new.
No, he's nowhere near Mind Wipe.
Okay, so yeah, he's new. I don't... Trigger
Happy is the major retool, I would say, because I'm going to bet that is the highbrow.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
I could see how that could be Mind Wipe, but I don't think it is. I could see how it could be, though, since it's basically just the legs sticking out.
Yeah, I may be wrong. I thought, again, that's just hearsay because I don't have Mind Wipe yet, so I can't really...
I'm not the toy detective, so I'm not good at that. I just take things at face value. Hey, you tell me it's new, I believe it's new.
Hey, Rob, is Daburu referencing anything that I'm not aware of? Do you know?
It's kind of the like Japanese phonetic spelling of
double cross?
Either double or W, depending.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that was Double Dealer's name in Japanese. Let me look that up on the wiki since I'm there.
Because I was wondering if maybe that was another homage to one of the head only characters that I wasn't aware of.
Head on.
But I have to say, I love Trigger Happy has always been one of my favorite Target Masters, and I love the way they got his. He just looks great. He just looks, and the weapons are definitely highbrow. Since I've got highbrow right here, at least that one right there.
That's. But,
and those legs look kind of like highbrow too.
Yep. Yeah, but I think he looks great.
Yeah,
he does. I just hope he's not a straight up clone of that engineering because that's
because he's
starting to become a thing.
Yeah,
because this guy he needs some tweaks to be a lot better.
I opened it. I haven't transformed it. I just don't really want to.
I don't have a problem with him.
I like highbrow, other than the floppy rotors on the back of his arm.
I'm sad that everything's a headmaster. I would like to have target masters. Yeah. I'll just be honest.
Yeah. Me too, and I can kind of understand why they didn't do target masters, because like even Megatron can't transform into a gun anymore. I guess they don't want anything transforming into a gun. Even Shockwave is always a spaceship with a conveniently placed handle.
Yeah, or like there's no reason they couldn't do Power Masters except for the fact that they're kind of silly.
Yeah.
Or
a six shot is six. Oh, that's right.
He's a submarine.
They could do submarine masters and just everybody could hold little transforming submarines. There you go.
There we go.
Do you figure it out, Rob?
No. I was just agreeing with everyone else. You know.
Okay. Submasters. Cool. Generations Titans Return, Alpha Trion, original concept art. That's neat. Hey, John, have you seen that before?
That piece of art?
That art, yeah.
No, but I saw the one, which is the one that finally came out. It's the one with the sports car and the highbrow and Alpha Trion. That was like a week or two ago, something like that. Finally came out.
I'm not asking anything specifically. I'm just, you know, just asking a question. not trying to imply anything.
No. I saw that other one a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, the painting from the Power of the Titan Masters booklet.
Yes. Yes.
I got this, and also I got this, and Astro Train last week as well. I'm not crazy about either.
Yeah, I actually like Astro Train well enough. Again, it probably helps that I never got Classics Astro Train, so.
You didn't miss it out on anything, really.
Yeah, so I'm fairly happy with that. Alpha Trion, I think I would have liked better if they, I would have liked better if they skipped the Lion mode, which is a shame because it's the original illustrations here were not intended to have the ship mode. So.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so this is the biggest news of the week. I think this is cool. Transformers Adventure, Jeffrey Prime now available for pre-order at Toys R Us Japan. I saw this and I'm like, I want that.
Yeah, I like this.
I want this so bad.
You know,
I like it too because it's going to be a collectible when Toys R Us is eventually out of business.
And this is the kind of, yes, you're right. And this is the kind of crap I love. Just like stuff like this. I love the fact that Transformers are toys. Like I was talking to, just having a conversation with Bobby Skullface on Twitter a couple weeks ago about, Power Core Combiners. And it's like, I love the fact that they're toys. And I know like some folks prefer like Masterpiece style stuff. I like Masterpiece style stuff, but I just like toys. That's what makes me happy. This makes me happy.
You know, I'm hoping at least on the Japanese version, since the two are not compatible, that there's an actual QR code on that shoulder symbol that you can put Jeffrey into their version of the game, and you just have a giraffe running around beating the crap out of Decepticons.
I need this. It's available for pre-order from Toys R Us Japan. Who would sell this in the U.S.? Would Big Bad get this? Or Chosen Prime maybe get one or two?
I honestly don't know. My best bet would be Robot Kingdom because they tend to get, unusual exclusives that other stores do not, but that's just a totally off the top of my head guess.
I love this thing.
It's a shame the picture of Jeffrey isn't like a long rack.
Yeah, I was thinking, maybe think a long rack. I love long rack.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's one of the best Beast War toys out of Japan.
Yeah, I love it. Totally love it. Okay, so what do we got next? I'm reading this cold, so thank you guys and Chris for pulling this together. Letron's test live size remote control Transformers car. Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's probably the best looking thing in robot mode we've seen in terms of life size transforming cars.
Yeah, these things bother me a little bit. just to be completely honest. I think it's awesome that somebody went to the effort of building this, but is this with the intent of this being like an industry or like something that people will sell, or is this just a it's like a cool proof of concept that somebody did just for funsies?
Publicity.
Yeah, mostly publicity. I think
why would anybody sell a transforming car, Brian?
These are obviously going to be these are obviously never going to hit the mass market. I mean, if they are produced in any kind of way, it's going to be like probably on-demand birthday gifts for rich kids in Dubai or something. But
that's true. What? I hear audio coming from something.
Yes.
Somebody playing?
Was that me?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody playing the Blu-ray movie.
I heard. I'm like, how in the heck is that coming through?
He's probably
my
watching
stuff.
The YouTube video of it transforming, which is. Again, it's fairly impressive, rather. I mean, it's a life-sized RC car. That's impressive enough.
Yeah, it threw me off. I started closing stuff. Then I'm like, I started showing the show notes. I'm like, well, you guys will see the show notes when I post the show. Actually, that's something I've been better about, is including the show notes when I post the show. I did it years ago and I stopped doing it because I was lazy. But if people want to see how we do it, it's here. It's a little Google Doc that we keep.
Yeah.
We just pull it together from T-Formers. That's
format. Kayfabe is dead.
Kayfabe is dead. I know, right? Okay, so let's see here. Packages, images of Legends, Blaster, Rewind, Nightbeat, Wheelie, and Ghost Shooter, Weird Wolf, and Fortress Maximus. Is Fortress Maximus not out? I thought Fortress Maximus was out.
No, his Japanese release date was always October.
I thought people were starting to get payment requests on that.
Yeah, HLJ's already billed me, baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's in my pile of loot, whatever they call it.
What would Ghost Shooter go with as far as the head? What would he make sense to attach to?
Ghost Shooter?
You could, yeah. Well, you maybe might use him with the upcoming Getaway. With, use him with that.
Yeah, I mean, like the Ghost Shooter diecast has. You could mod it.
Yeah, that's that generation's Nightbeat mold that people have already been modding for the Nightbeat heads.
Just a little plastic tube or something, right?
Yeah, I got the
there's a Shapeways adapter.
Got the kit off Shapeways from that.
Shoot, I may pre-order
it's
that.
It's just a replacement mushroom peg with a port for a headmaster.
But I don't have Ghost Shooter, but I want Ghost Shooter. Weirdwolf doesn't look a whole lot better to me.
He looks the same, doesn't he?
Yeah, it was similar enough that I know Chris canceled his pre-order and decided he was fine with the U.S. version.
I did the same thing. Because, yeah, it looks the same. Unless you want a yellow beast box.
Yeah, which...
Ape face.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I should recolor
well,
that as beast box, actually.
Yeah, let me really quickly just go ahead and pre-order that Wheelie while I'm thinking about it.
And I got the...
I'm fine with my Hasbro Wheelie, I think.
I can use more Wheelies.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned this on Twitter last week when I got my Big Bad Fox and stuff. I think Wheelie would wind up on a lot of people's best of the year list if he would just stay together in car mode. I cannot recall any figure that has that many tabs and locks. And nothing
it
works.
Doesn't hold together.
Yeah, Wheelie looks really great. There's just too much negative space in between everything that pegs together.
I think he's great, and mine holds together fine.
It's to make the transformation joint work. I understand that.
But. Yeah, and to make space for the Titan Master.
Yeah, yeah. Don, but, just buy another one until you get one that works.
I
hate the QC lottery. I hate that it's a thing. But yeah, I've talked to a couple of people who got like perfect Wheelies and it's a great toy for them. Yeah. And I've talked to a lot more that haven't.
So basically,
mine is not perfect, but I still enjoy it.
I still enjoy it, but just if everything locked together the way it was supposed to and did not fight me, I would enjoy it a lot more than I actually do.
Yeah, I mean that would make you really, really happy, I know.
Oh god.
Yeah, and
hey,
you know, I think it would be worth Hasbro's while to get a little bit tighter on the QC so that everybody has, you know, as good an experience as possible with these toys.
Yeah. Hey, Diecast, did you pay full retail for Ghost Shooter?
No, he got his from Taobao.
Yeah, I got mine with a knockoff or Zap Head.
Okay, if you don't mind, help me walk through that Taobao thing.
I might as well just order you one. It'd be a lot easier.
Okay, I will PayPal you the money.
Order me one too.
Yeah, find one.
What's that? A total of like $15.
That'd be awesome. So Wheelie's only $18, so that's totally worth it. I'll gladly get one for a Ghost Shooter head. I need to get that Shapeways adapter for Nightbeat because
Yes.
Remind me, are we supposed to buy Alpha Trion or not?
That depends entirely on how much you want a very Gundam-like space battleship. At least that's what it came down to for me. I like the battleship mode. The robot mode is okay, but tends to pop apart at the waist. It's decent looking. It just doesn't look like freaking Alpha Trion.
Noted.
You know, I usually don't have problems with my Transformers, and that's because most of the time they end up not coming out of the box. And then
that is one way to fix the problem.
like you know, the arm problems with the Generations. What was that mold? It was they repainted in like two things, but I never took mine out of the box, and I never had any shoulder issues with them.
Interesting.
Oh, Blitzwing?
Yeah, Blitzwing.
Okay, let's see here. What do we got next? Megatronia comic pages by Hayato Sakamoto. It's cute.
Yeah, that's about it. It's cute and slightly ridiculous. The one thing I really like about it, though, is that on Mega Empress's ladder, they made the four little ports on the back of the Victorion head mode into a special railgun specifically designed to disconnect the limbs from a combiner.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's like the best thing in this comic for me.
That's neat. Yeah, that's pretty cool. There it is. Actually, let me make sure I pre-ordered Megatronia. I need to go back and replace that order for Delta Magnus. Megatronia? Yeah, there she is. Okay. Gosh, I had a lot of stuff coming up. Why do I have a 112 Classic Superman?
That's an excellent in my pre-order
list? It does look kind of nice.
Hey, I just shipped my Funko Golden Girls. The only Funko thing I've bought that I can remember.
A Funko Golden Girls?
Yeah, there's a full set.
That was the reaction ones we were talking about pre-show.
Wait, you pre-ordered that?
No, I bought the Funko ones. They came into stock like last week or a week and a half ago.
Really? Okay.
I thought they were supposed to be like a...
The New York Comic Con.
He's talking
about the pop.
Funko pop.
Okay, so it does actually look pretty awesome. Here's the Superman.
I'm saying we all buy regrettable things.
This is my regrettable thing, but it's the right costume and everything. So it's Superman. That looks nice. Well, it comes with the Bottle City of Kandor. Ooh.
Is it the Christopher Reeve face?
No. For a second, I thought it was the George Reeves face. And of course, Skype just crashed on me. I hate you, Skype. Okay, so let me try to recover while I bring the guys back on. This is, you know, like working in radio, you just have to deal with crap like this. Okay, Transformers The Last Night. Anthony Hopkins is on set with Mark Wahlberg. Man, they look happy. What is that? What is an Anthony Hopkins mouth? Like, I don't even know what that is. Is that a cigar? That's kind of weird. No, Skype, we do not want to install updates. Okay, let's see here. Let me call the guys back. Actually, let's talk about Amazon right now. So if you go to tfradio.net/Amazon, Amazon will send us a little bit of the purchase that you make. It'll help us out quite a bit. Thank you to tfu.info. for tweeting out our link yesterday with all of those deals of the day, because that was pretty awesome. Victorion is like $47 right now, and you can get that, and Amazon will send us back just a couple of bucks. Let me see if I can remember my Skype password. So yeah, you can help us out by going to tfradio.net/Amazon and doing all your purchases, or just do like TFU Info did and share out our link. So if you want to share our link, tfradio.net/Amazon, with your friends, even if you're not buying anything, that would help us out tremendously. Just tell your friends, tfradio.net/Amazon. We'd like to thank you and Amazon for your support. Let's jump to third party news. Fans Hobby, Master Builder, NBO1 and NBO2, new third-party group, shows off an official Repugnus and Double Cross. A Double Cross? Really?
For a line called Master Builder, don't you think they should have done Grapple and Hoist first?
Yeah.
Seems like a missed opportunity.
What do you guys think of these?
I'll be honest, I think I've always had a special spot for the Monster Bots. I've always liked them. I think they both look great. If I got one or the other, it would probably be the Repugnus.
I'm just looking at these for the first time. I am not sold on that Double Cross.
Well, I think they both look good. It's just with us getting the Titan Master Double Cross And I've always liked, of the three, not counting Grotesquin with that, which is not here, I've always liked Repugnus the best. He's just so crazy looking.
Yeah, for being masterpiece sized, they don't particularly hue very close to the G1 versions, as far as I can tell. I kind of like the style of them, but I kind of think that they might be in a bad cross section of the size they're going for and what they're actually trying to do.
These look aesthetically like the Fans Project Dinobots.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if Fans Hobby is another offshoot from the another offshoot company.
I don't know.
The only thing about the Repugnus is makes me a little wary is the head looks to be a bit, because his claws as the chest plate is G1 accurate, but those are some pretty damn big claws, and his head looks a little too small, but it could be the angle that we're seeing it to.
So the aesthetic on these toys, what do you think, Don? I really like the aesthetic.
I do too. I mean, the Monster Bots are their own little subcategory that really doesn't have to fit anything else.
Right.
They were their own little group. You know, Prime said, you know, we need you to do crap that we can't do, so can y'all go do it?
I like the angle. I like the lines on these. I like the colors. I like the engineering. They just look like good toys. And I really want these. Do we know a price on these yet?
No, I don't think we have any more information than what's in the article, which is not very much.
Yeah. I think these look great.
And, you know, they could always, if they wanted to, they could, it'd be a little bit of a stretch, but they could recolor Repugnus into Squeeze Play / Cancer. It'd be something of a stretch, but they could get another use out of this mold. And in the right colors, it might look pretty good.
Holy crap, these are huge.
Yeah, that's the thing. They are masterpiece size, more or less.
But they're not masterpiece aesthetic. So that's weird. But the thing is, so it's a different thing.
They're monsters. Yeah, but they're monsters. They don't really need to. I mean, just because they're, you know, they're their own little group, so they don't have to fit the other aesthetics. You know.
Well, when I say aesthetic, I mean like the engineering style and everything that you would expect from a masterpiece toy. Now, it's the fact that it's masterpiece size tells me that it probably should be masterpiece. Engineered with like masterpiece style joints, masterpiece style like engineering, like in the feet and everything, where it seems more like it's like premium Voyager size styled stuff, if that makes sense, or leader class styled engineering more so than masterpiece style. And,
like five, 6 years ago, it would have been an Ultra probably.
Yeah.
And you know, it's if the design style doesn't fit your aesthetics for your masterpiece shell. Just put them on a shelf by themselves and pretend Prime is keeping them in the cupboard like he used to do the Dinobots.
I think they look great. I am actually really interested in this.
Yeah, I'll definitely look at getting the Repugnus. Double Cross, I love the way it looks, but like I said, we're getting the Titan Master version, so that may be good enough for me. I don't know.
I'm glad you guys like them. I don't think they're for me, though.
Why not? What is it you don't like about them?
It's like I said, they're masterpiece size, but they aesthetically look like they were designed by the same people who did the Fans Project Dinobots. And Repugnus's robot mode is just not attractive at all.
Really?
Yeah. To me, I don't know why, but
gigantic chest with the tiny little head and the stubby arms. No.
That's. But I get kind of a Hercules feel off of this.
Hercules.
You know, it's kind of the design aesthetic, you know.
Do you have any of the Fans Project Dinobots, Don?
No, I don't. I've got Fans toys.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay. Which the Fans toys? The Fans Project Dinobots or the Fans toys Dinobots?
These look like Fans Project Dinobots.
Yeah, they do. I like the Fans Project Dinobots.
So do I, but these aren't Dinobots. These are Monster Bots.
That's true.
They're masterpiece sized, and it just doesn't work for me personally. I'm glad you guys like them. I will not be spending money on
them. And again, it's something that's not, it's G1, but it's so niche. It's nice seeing something outside the box.
So can I go back for 1 second?
Yeah.
And mention something while I'm thinking about it, because I'll forget if I don't. So we're talking about Ghost Shooter a little while ago, and our buddy Dan just mentioned that there's a group on Facebook where I could pick that up. You may be a member of it, Diecast. I'm not. It's called Ben's Shop of Delights. I'm not familiar with it. I just requested to join, so it's a buy-sell trade. No, you're not on it. Lauren's on it. Nick's on it. Greg. Ender. Eric Crownover. Antoine. Justin. Some other folks we know. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. Okay, go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, hopefully, I would like to see what they're grotesque. Because if they do these two, hopefully they'll do grotesque. And I would like to see their take on grotesque and see how it turns out.
Okay.
Which is, the wing tiger.
Okay, let's see here. What do we got going on? What else? Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, thrown off by the Skype crash. Hopefully everything's still recording.
Yeah.
Tried my best to power through. In radio, it's pretty easy if something like that fails, typically because back in the day when I was playing CDs, I could always go to a cart, which was something about the size of an 8-track I could throw in and like try to fish a CD or something out of the CD player if something got stuck. Back when we went to the automation, if this automation went down, I could throw a CD in, but it's more like somehow the power's out except for the microphone and the camera, so I have to just talk until things get working. I do miss working in radio, I gotta admit. It keeps you sharp like nothing else does, because you have to like juggle like 50 things. That's if you do everything yourself. Now, if you're at a big station and you have an engineer doing stuff for you, well, that just sucks. Who would want to do that? Okay, let me go back here. Blah, 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 blah. Mastermind Creations reformatted Anubis. Oh yeah, we talked about this last week, didn't we? Let's look at it again. I think we saw a photo of.
We didn't have pictures this good though.
Yeah. I like it.
This looks really good. I'm impressed.
Well, I sent this picture to a friend of mine who's an absolute huge Deathhead fan. I mean, he has all the comics. He imported stuff from the UK. And he likes it. He says the head's not quite perfect as far as a perfect representation.
Which is normal for third party.
Yeah. But he said it looks like they really went all out on the paint, getting the paint colors and all the basic your paint swatches to match up.
It looks really good. I would let's see. So, the reformatted stuff goes for what, like $90, something like that.
Yeah, depends on the size. Yeah.
You know, if that had the regular Cyclonus head, I might would be more tempted by it. And that could be my Black Hole Universe Cyclonus.
Killing Jar Cyclonus.
Was this Cyclonus? Yeah. What was this before?
This was both MMC Cyclonus and Lockdown, I believe.
Oh, okay. It looks great. The head's not perfect, but
I love the colors.
It's sharp.
I love the greens and it's definitely nice. I'm just not a big Deathhead fan, so the head doesn't do much for me.
Okay, so Brandon in the chat just pointed out something. So remember how last week we volunteered John to do a mini cast on Unite Warriors Computron?
Oh yes,
yeah, oh, you did.
Yeah, we volunteered you to do that.
Oh, you didn't get the memo.
We need to do a mini cast on this.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think it'll be good.
I was face down in a plate at a Vegas buffet.
Was it awesome?
Yeah. The first two plates were awesome. The third and fourth plate were more like, self-hate.
Sounds like an episode of Get the Skinny waiting to happen.
Oh, we need to record Skinny. You want to do it tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. Because we haven't done it in a couple weeks, so that'll be perfect.
Stories from the buffet.
I think, so if Get the Skinny got blue, I've got a really good story to tell, but I don't know that I want to. I don't know.
After enough. Skinny After Dark.
After Skinny After Dark.
Yeah, uncut.
So basically I'll just spoil it a little bit. I'm down like 20 pounds, but after today I feel like I'm down about 28. So let's see here. Let's move to the next item. What do we got going on? Yeah, so Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, I've got my gallery up for Titan Master Braun now. Reviews have been slightly delayed because I've got some stuff I've got to take care of. Meanwhile, though, I have done reviews for Till All Are One number 4, which came out today, which is really good, and Revolution number 1, which is slightly less good for reasons that I will get into when it's been out a little longer, maybe. But it's not bad. It's just there's a couple of things about it that I'm not super thrilled with, and I do go into them in the review. Again, in as spoiler-free a manner as I can manage.
Okay.
And lastly, we have, Friday was the 20th anniversary of the first regular broadcast episode of Beast Wars, The Web, and XV did a really nice retrospective on that. An extended review of it and, you know, look at it in the context of the show, and it came out really great. It's a nice piece. You should read it.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. Let's see here. I'm about to run out of time on Facebook, so let's just jump to On the Network this week. Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek. The Ambergris element and the Slaver weapon. I haven't listened to this yet. Matt, did you listen?
No.
I have.
It's pronounced Ambergris.
Ambergris, okay. I don't remember the episode. It's an original series episode?
Yeah, an animated series.
Animated series.
No wonder. Okay. That doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, it's the second one is pretty funny. Where they talk the Slaver weapon, that's got some good stuff in there.
Cool. Also, Take Four Wrestling, episode 8, JT Hogg. We got to keep kayfabe at least when it comes to his name. Otherwise, his promoter doesn't promote the show. JT Hogg and I talk about Global Wrestling Federation USWA Challenge from September 10th, 1990. Next week's episode is about, I forget, but it'll be posted sometime this week. We do an episode, the episode after next will be about an Attitude Era episode of Raw. Does it hold up?
No.
But, Diecast, any comments?
Yeah, I just don't even know how you can do a show with him. But that will only be for a short time, because after I get done with him, there will be nothing left.
He is. I don't know, dude. He is mighty. He is the defender of virtue and children, and all things good and wholesome.
So he's Gamera.
He's Gamera. Oh, that's great.
Okay, hey Brian, got a request for you. On one of your wrestling podcasts, if you have a down week, can you review any given episode of American Gladiators, the classic series?
April Fools. That's a good idea, Don. Don't let me forget. Or we can do the Hulk Hogan's American Gladiators. That might work. And also, Being Awesome with Rob Springer. Rob and Kristen talk about Halloween candy and stuff on this week's episode. I don't have the episode description in front of me.
All you need is Cadbury's cream eggs.
Yeah, I agree. But it sounds like they have the greatest marriage ever. I am jealous of the things that they do together. It's phenomenal. Kim tolerates a lot of the things, it sounds like, that Kristen just enjoys. Okay, so this week in Awesome, here's the description. Rob and Kristen try Halloween candy, open blind bag toys, and answer a Q&A about Japanese Transformers series on DVD.
Okay, I gotta say this, Brian, just off the top of my head, I mean no harm or disrespect. This week on Wife Swap.
RFC Wife Swap. That would be funny. Okay, so, yeah. Oh, yeah, now that I'm looking at the website, Combiner Wars Victorion, still 47.41. It's tfradio.net/Victorion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, great deal. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, and Instagram, I have not posted anything in a while, but I promise I will at tfradio.net. Actually, no, it's at instagram.com/TF Podcast. Don, how do we get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EBR.
Okay, cool. Diecast.
I could be reached on Twitter at Diecast2, on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
I saw that you liked one of Joey's videos, by the way. That was awesome.
I think someone hacked my account, some troll probably. But
I have admin access over his YouTube account. I liked it from his account. I didn't know I was going to tweet it out. I was just wanting it to show up on the page so I could screen grab it, but it tweeted it out instead. So I'm like, oh. I will not do that again. I'm not gonna like Kiss Players video or anything. I'm not gonna do that. I promise.
Actually, I did end up watching the video since I tweeted it out, and hey, now I know his wrestling style. So, which I don't know if you can really call that a style. But,
oh,
He
was the Ohio heavyweight champion. That's pretty awesome. And he wrestled. He tag teamed with Dusty Rhodes. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. I am a Dusty Rhodes fan.
I love Dusty Rhodes. Okay, let's see here, Rob.
I am at RAC2750, and you can see XV in my video reviews on YouTube at TFormersTV.
Chris is at ChrisRTXV. John?
Before I tell everybody on Twitter where they can find me, I have to say this because it's a local connection.
Okay.
This day in wrestling history.
Okay.
17 years ago today at a SmackDown taping in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, my hometown, sort of. Triple H wrestled a company record 5 times on the same show. And it was also the night that Ken Shamrock wrestled his last WWF match. 17 years ago today, September 21. If you want more trivia like that, don't follow me. But if you want like more Transformers related and Pokemon Go related tweets, follow me at ThatJohnD on Twitter.
Cool, awesome. And Matt's not on anything, but I did create a Twitter account for him today that I will tweet at.
Thank you so much, bro.
You don't have to use it, but I can now refer to you at least in the at form. It's at MELLLVARR. That's how you spell Melvar. 3 L's, 2 R's. And he will probably never use it, but at least I can tweet at him now.
But at least if our fancy bargains that we don't know about, like the lightning sales yesterday on Amazon, that
and again,
really,
thank you to Anthony for that.
Yeah, that really wasn't all that impressive on some of the stuff, though. But anyway,
forget you, Don.
Torion's a good deal. It's just I was really hoping those platinum sets, like the Astro Train and the Optimus.
I've got the Astro Train set. I was really hoping that that platinum Optimus Megatron set was going to be a little cheaper. But
yeah, I was hoping about $29 as what I was hoping for, something crazy like that. But
I was hoping for a G2 Bruticus set to equal the eBay deal from last week.
That would have been great.
Yeah, did not go down that far.
Yeah,
but apparently, $20 off was the magic number for a lot of people.
Seems to have been.
Yeah, sweet. Okay, well, everybody out there, thank you for watching. Again, join us live, and you get to see all the flub-ups like that happened today with Skype crashing, which will be edited out of the podcast version, I think. And, well, again, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you later. Have a good one.
Later.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?